This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweak Audio. TweakAudio.com. Use the code IDS with 33% off, free shipping worldwide, and a lifetime warranty. That's until you die.
We going with that, bitches.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark. Dark,
wow. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the In Deep Show. Whew. I kind of feel like I've been at this for like 2 days. We'll probably get into a little bit more of that later. I am your man, Big B. Welcome to the show. Got my crew with me today. We are on a restricted time schedule, so we're going to keep this thing moving along as best as possible. Today, I have with me, damn it, Gina.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I also have with me, the Queen.
Hola, benvenuto. Hey, boy, hey. Hey, boy, hey.
And back with us with another 50 stamps in his passport. We got Diego, y'all.
Hola. Como esta?
Theft is real.
I can't win.
Just come. Just everything come out your mouth is perfect.
I'm just saying, son.
That's all right. What is it? The sincerest form of flattery?
It's thievery? Is that what you were going to say? Oh, okay. All right, then.
How's everybody doing? How's everybody's weekend?
Was good.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Really?
Nice.
Awesome.
Sauce. Anything?
Nothing special.
Oh, I had drinky events on Friday.
Drink a drink. How was it?
So it went really well. So shout out to Tanya. Thanks, girl. Shout out to Murphy. Shout out to Diego.
It was awesome. It really was. I learned
a lot.
Shout
out to Ashton, Barry, Tracy, Mike. Yeah, it went really well. I was really happy.
Cool. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Diego?
Oh, my weekend actually was pretty good. Met a couple of new people. You know, nothing promising. You know.
Okay.
It's like that. You know how it is. You
meet
people, and you know, you kind of they come and go. So you know, it was good.
It was fun.
It happens.
Always good to meet new people.
Well, with no potential.
Hey.
It's what it is.
Hey. And nothing's promised.
So. Till it ain't.
This is true.
Where do we lay the blame?
I had a good weekend. I had to do some work, but other than that, I got a chance to hang out and have a good time. So, yeah, it was a pretty good weekend. And the weather was nice.
Yes
it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fall this
yes.
weekend.
Perfect.
For those of us that like cooler temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
That'd be me.
Got a little bit of a... It got, during the transition, it got a little uncomfortable where you... It was too warm to be cool and too cool to be warm. You just fucking ended up putting on shorts and a sweatshirt because you ain't know what the fuck to do with yourself.
It was a confusing time.
Don't say in flip-flops, though.
Yeah, some people
did have flip-flops. Yeah, I did see flip-flops.
I did see flip-flops, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's that as Lee would say, that was a good pea new weather.
I was saying white boy.
Or okay. That. Yeah. All right.
Or that, yeah, that's or what that. I saw
wearing. Shout out to the white boys that wear shorts and sweatshirts and flip-flops in the fall.
Woo-hoo. Till my legs don't get cold. My legs don't get cold.
Right. The rest of you sweating like a motherfucker, but
I know, right?
I did this weekend. I was asked to do some voiceover work.
You did?
And I actually did it.
Awesome.
Good.
Queen has been keeps her foot sternly on my back.
All right.
Pushing me to that direction, and finally took someone up on the offer.
Good for you.
So, yeah, that was super cool. I'm terrified to hear what the finished product sounds like.
Not you.
I am.
Come on.
I'm, yeah.
No way.
I'm sure it was fine.
I'm sure it was, too.
So, I was hoping I was going to have it to share with you, but he hasn't emailed me back yet, so. Yeah.
All right.
Do you get tired? Do you like to go out on the weekends? Call Big B.
Really? Ready?
Was that you? Is that what you said?
No. It was actually some stuff for another show.
Oh, even okay. Cooler.
Yeah. So, I kind of felt weird about doing it. Because
why?
It was like sort of the fake disc jockey sort of the stuff that he wanted me to do. Oh. It was like, you're tuning in live. That type of, I'm like, fuck it.
Why not?
Hey.
But hey, I did it. I rocked out.
Did you cock out?
No, it was only me and another gentleman in the room, so cock stayed firmly in place.
Okay, all right.
No, cocking.
All right.
But, yeah. So
that would be bad. Yes, I'm not coming back for any more voiceovers.
Why not?
Very, very interesting. Well, so I guess that's everybody's weekend. Everybody doing good. Shall we start the show?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, give me 1 second and we'll get started.
Okay. So, anybody have any plans after the show?
The In Deep show is okay. For people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
I say, son boy, there's no need to worry. As long as I got my nines, I keep it by my side for you. So you don't have to worry at all. I shine my Glock every night until I'm satisfied. And there's no more thoughts of the joy it brings. I want to follow you up with lead. Shoot to kill. Every day. Shoot to kill, sound boys. Gun without a limit. Shoot to kill. Every day. To kill sound boys, gun without a limit. Me don't spark them up, shot them up, lick up them in. Not tell no lie, a long time they feel dead. Empty clock, load it back, I step down the block. Make them know bad boy, don't take that. We don't shot them up, how we make it like that. Not tell no lie, enough guys, so I flop. PDP, I'm a lion combined. Make them know we just shot out that guy's spine. Make it bad boy, and they on the front line. Now we gone down giant church, now go Sunday school. One is the program, boy. Yeah, like down in a blood pool. Just kick Capri, we just shot down. Boom. Just Bobby Connors, we just shot down. Boom. Fuck Master Vex, you can't test him. Boom. Awesome to make release shot. Boom. Open listening to PDP. From 1986 to 1993. Hands up in the ear, make them all dance. Lick beer shot if you love it badly. Cause son boy, there's no need to worry. As long as I got my nines, I keep it by my side for you. I take away from my split and then I chest back. Don't have to worry, KRS him at my back. He have the gun with the red light on top. Willie D, yes, him crazy out to the max. This the program, why you pick up a shot. One to the dome, now take back shot, that's why. Son boy, there's no need to worry.
As long as I got my nines, I keep it by my side for you. So you don't have to worry at all. I shine my Glock every night, each night till I'm satisfied. And there's no more thought to the joy it brings. I want full of you up with shots. Shots without a limit. Shoot to kill. Shot to boy. Right in will. 6 feet under. Can't come back. Dead man them. Cannot chat. I just bag them up, shot them up, lick off them head. Not tell no lie, a long time they fit dead. Them the Glock, load it back and step down the plot. Make them no BDP, don't take that. Silly boy, walk complex in our zone. Make them no BDP, take the trophy young. Wicked bad boy, and we bad to the bone. This a mad lion, on the damn throne, that's why. All the people jump and kick up. No BDP, say them sweet like syrup. Hands up in the ear and they pop, pop, pop.
Before you get with that girl and she look good and you about to knock it out the box, get a pussy confirmation.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here we go, yo. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
All right, all right. So, the scoop for today, as brief as it may be. First of all, mad shouts to Rick Ross. I don't know if anyone follows college football, ESPN. Well, he was a guest game picker on College Game Day this weekend.
Okay.
Which is sort of a big deal. They have very, you know, A-list artists that come on and do it. And first of all, got to give him props on the fact that Rick is looking really good.
Yeah,
he lost a lot of weight.
Dropped his
He still has boobs, but he lost
definitely
a lot of weight.
Definitely has boob reduction. Yeah. but he, just in general, is just, he's looking good. He looks healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's super. So, mad shouts for him. I don't know where his whole relationship thing is. It was like back and forth all last week about his engagement was on again, off again, on again.
He's rethinking the idea.
Okay. Yeah. Good. It's not a problem to rethink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, personally, I think he should go for the mother, though. She looks better.
Nice.
The mother looks better.
Second thing I want to congratulate him on, or give him props on, is he represented us well.
Who's us?
I'm African American.
Okay. People. All right.
I mean, he didn't come up there with his, you know, every other word and stuff. He was very articulate. He sounded as though he was prepared. Well, I mean, I heard he's a big sports buff anyway, but he was prepared. He had things to say besides your average cliches. So it was good. And, you know, it was cool that, you know, he was able to move and shake with the jokes of the other people on the panel. And so, yeah, man, shouts to Rick doing his thing.
Ricky Rose.
Go, Rick.
Rick, Rick, Rick. So.
Don't marry that girl, Rick, if you're listening.
Right?
Marry the mother.
So, recently, sadly, in Chicago, there was a 9-year-old boy, I don't know if anyone heard, of Tayshaun Lee.
Mm-hmm.
That was murdered after he was, you know, lured into an alley and he was murdered there, whatever. And, you know, the community as a whole really, you know, supported, you know, his mom and condolences. And they set up, I think it was a GoFundMe account to help with costs and stuff like that. I think it raised nearly $17,000. Close to
18,000.
Might
be a little more than that by now, right?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a little bit less right now because Tayshaun's mom decided that the best way to use that money is to buy her new car.
No way. Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Come
horrible. Horrible.
She bought a new car.
Just terrible.
Yep. Because, you know.
What kind?
That's the way to mourn the death of your son.
You know, the reason being is because, you know, her son was murdered, so clearly they're after her, and buying this car would offer her protection.
Yeah, so she'd have a
cool, she'll be able to drive away.
A smooth getaway.
Yeah.
Because bullets do not go through cars.
Yep, nor their windows. Yeah.
Right.
Goodness.
Okay, girl.
What kind of
she's
car was
good.
It?
I'm going to say it was a Cadillac, what?
Not for 17,000.
A police car? One of those old police cars?
Good question.
Oh, wow.
We'll check those out of your sauces and get back to y'all. But I'm like, okay. Is there any money left to help with, I don't know, maybe burial costs?
I think they cremated him.
And that was really inexpensive.
Yeah.
So she could keep more of the money.
Right.
Now, she's a suspect in my mind.
Right.
I'm not saying she did
suspect?
It, but... Well, I don't know. A grieving mother, is that like the first thing you run out to do? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would still be grieving. The last thing I'm thinking about is a car.
Right. So you think that she sacrificed him? You know,
I can't really speak
for,
on
for
it.
For the common good of the family?
I'm just saying, something bullet. About the whole thing is off. That poor right. baby.
Right. I mean, and I suppose, you know, it's not enough to maybe help move them out of their situation. You know.
But then again, it all depends on what kind of car, because you can load a lot into certain cars.
You
have
know
to
what?
Move them out of the situation.
But I'm saying,
stop it.
But you still have to pay rent or mortgage
mm-hmm.
wherever you go, so.
But if she got a van, they could kind of live in that for a while. So, that helps the movement.
But you know, you have a point.
She wanted to stay mobile. Okay, I got you. She want to move. At all times.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're right. She could have gotten that. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't even want it to stay in the neighborhood. My son was shot, like, around the corner. I would want to move.
Yeah,
more
I don't
so
know.
Than get a car.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's not as easy.
That's a tough one.
To move as we, you know, we'd say. But
that's why they do Chirac. That's why they're doing that movie Chirac.
Mm-hmm.
Because of,
yeah,
know,
a lot of people
aren't
happy about that movie.
Well, you know, the truth is the truth. The one thing black people don't like is the truth.
Well, let's see if we can hear what mom has to say for herself.
This don't make no sense. I am so tired of y'all social media and y'all Facebook people bashing me. Y'all don't even know me. I was the best mother I was to my son. So somebody leak a video of me banning a car. You why? If a motherfucker telling you they gonna try to take your life too because whatever the fuck was going on, they already took my son. I walk to work. I get on the bus. I'm not trying to be a target for nobody. What you mean? I'm just going to be like, okay, I know, okay. I know I'm in a pool of trouble, but yet I'm going to keep walking myself to work or keep getting on the bus. How y'all sound? I got this shit for my protection, and y'all bashing me for getting a cop for my protection? I'm pretty sure that's something my son would have wanted me to do. Y'all people is crazy. Please just leave me alone. If y'all not going to support me, leave me alone. I still have to live my life. Yes, my son gone. He's in a better place. Won't y'all just leave me alone? If you're not going to support, leave me alone.
I believe they did support you by buying you that fucking car.
And that's why you got all the money that you got to
and,
get the damn
you know
car.
What I'm saying?
And as far as protection, isn't that what condoms are for?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she was talking about that type of protection.
Yeah.
Well, in case you had any,
I mean, but
any more children.
But... Which, really, it's not like people can't memorize a tag and be like, oh, there she go right there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, move out the neighborhood. What are you doing? You're getting a call for my protection.
Witness protection program, maybe?
Something, yeah.
And have you ever heard of drive-by shootings, really?
Yeah.
But speaking of drive-by, the most interesting thing was...
Wow, that was...
She actually filmed this video while driving the car.
Oh!
Couldn't even pull the bitch over, go home and film this. She just filmed it in the car.
Because people are after her, so she got to stay on the road all the time.
Stay moving, like, stay moving.
This is my new car. Fuck you. And but thank you too for getting
and my
it for
baby
me.
In a better place because of y'all money.
And if y'all not going to continue supporting her by helping her pay her insurance and shit like that, then y'all leave her the fuck alone.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just leave her alone.
Wow.
Because
her
son's in a better place.
Exactly. Nice.
Probably underneath the car dealership.
Oh, that was just horrible.
You
sorry,
know what?
Mama.
Oh, that was God. Bad.
I hope.
On so many levels.
I hope the repossession too. Man that actually comes for this vehicle is up on social media because he is going to have the biggest smile on his face taking this car when she can no longer afford the payments.
I think she paid cash.
Did she?
She had to pay cash, yeah.
I don't think she's smart enough for that.
Yeah,
she doesn't sound
thing.
Like she got, you know, a 780 FICO score, so I think she paid cash.
Or she put the whole $17,000 down. Hold on.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Probably did. I'm gonna go with that.
Nice 23% interest rate.
Oh, man. That really, I could have gone without hearing that, to be honest with you. That messed me up.
You and me both.
Yeah. Damn, I'm glad. I never even got a chance to donate, and thank goodness I did not.
I was thinking I need a new car. I need to get a child.
Everybody would be really pissed right now, though. Anybody who gave money, I would be irritated as I don't know what right now.
How about that shit?
That car's not going to last long enough for the repo man to get it. Because the people who donated, especially in the neighborhood, they're going to tear that thing up. Mm. And she's going to be in a car. I can't believe y'all did this.
That would be fucking awesome. If, like, the neighborhood just fucking, like, overnight just stripped that bitch down to the frame.
Damn, that would not be cool either.
All of us bad.
It is a lose-lose, son. Yeah.
And the fact that she need to get on the bus, and you know, she don't want to be a target on the bus. So
yeah, she got to walk to work, so yeah, she like,
I mean, you got to empathize with her some regards. A little bit. Well, I mean, you know, she's trying to make a better life for the other 10 children that she has. So.
Wouldn't moving be a better way of life?
Of the kids.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know if we do know that. Does she have any other children?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with yes for 1,000.
But one thing's for sure, she was the best mother she is.
That's correct.
She said, "I was the best mother I was." Not the best mother I could have been. I was the best mother I was.
She could have just left it. I was the best mother, like, ever.
I bet you
or not have done that video.
I bet you one thing.
Or that. I mean, that was an option.
Yeah.
I bet you one thing. If she needed something else, the other kids would probably look nervous.
Right.
You know what would be so awesome? If, like, there was, like, one of her children that just has an incredible set of morals and just be like, "Mom, I decide not to ride in the car. I'll just walk and take the bus."
You hear that video? She don't care. This little buck will walk and get shot. She don't care.
Yeah, really.
All right, then allow me to go get breakfast, not to have to drop your ass off to school.
Get your ass in that car before I knock you out.
Anyway. Walk your ass down the street.
Shouts out to the RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan. Reportedly, Saturday, two people were stabbed in a house that he owns.
Oh, boy.
Now, first of all, man shouts for the fact that RZA owns a home.
Mm-hmm. What the?
Right, come on, dude. We got to acknowledge accomplishments in it.
Why are we giving a shout out to somebody that owns a home?
Because it could be an apartment after making all these records.
Mm, all right, then.
So, mad shouts for investing money into property.
Did they say he actually owns it? Or?
Yeah. That's a home belongs to him.
All right.
So, good for him. Don't know if he was there, don't know if he was involved, but what we do know is two people were stabbed.
Mark sent this story?
No. That's all. I mean, that's all the information that has been released by New Jersey police at this time. Yes, this is definitely not Doc's diagnosis. This is
no sauces.
Calling as it's reported.
So you can go to the water cooler. Is that what it is?
These are all valid sources. Yes. All
right.
You can.
Okay.
Video and everything. Y'all heard it from the horse's mouth. Y'all get off that hooker's back and all that good shit and all that. Look, y'all, that's the scoop for this week. Wow. Take a quick break. We'll be right back with you.
This episode of Hood Times is taped in front of a live podcast audience. The role of Junior is played by Diego Honorable.
Hell are you going?
I'm going to play my number before the store closes.
Didn't I tell you to take the trash out last night before you went to bed?
I'm sorry, Dad. I forgot. I'll take it out as soon as I get back.
Man, if you don't take that trash out, I'm going to take you out.
Taking out the trash.
That's what I thought.
Damn it, Junior. Why do you insist on throwing away your money on the numbers?
Well, Ma, you have to play to win, and I plan to win.
You play with yourself every night. Do you win?
Yep, every night. Wait, how did you know about that?
I do the laundry, and your sheets are always sticky. Plus, your Nicki Minaj photos are always under your pillow.
Whatever, I'll be back.
Ray, baby, maybe you should talk to Junior about his spending habits.
Baby, that's his money. But I'll talk to him when he gets back.
Y'all know what they say. A fool and its money will soon part.
I heard that, and I'll keep that in mind when my number comes out.
Junior, don't you think you're wasting your money on those numbers?
Nope.
Well, I talked to him.
You did a great job, Dr. Phil. Just out of curiosity, why did I see you giving Junior some money?
So you play my numbers for me too, if you must know.
No wonder the discussion was so short. Ray, why the hell do you encourage him to play those numbers?
Carter, do I say anything to you and Aurora when y'all go play bingo at the church?
That's different.
How is it different?
Well, when we play bingo, it helps the church with its building fund.
Carter, that church had a building fund when Jesse Jackson was running for president.
And?
And he lost, and the church lost some bricks. I tripped over one the other day.
Oh, Ray, these things take time.
Carter, by the time y'all get a new church, Donald Trump will be rocking a fade.
Oh, shit. Well, so will his campaign.
Got the trash in the number. I'll be back.
I have to admit it, Ma. I've played a few numbers myself from time to time.
Oh, no. Not you too, baby.
Yeah, Ma. I know people that have won pretty big, too.
Me too, Carter. It's just a couple of dollars.
I think there's better ways to spend your money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like bingo.
Woo, 22 on black. Okay, Ray, you done made your point, Judge Rudy.
Okay, I'm back. Let's see. Dad, 2431 dollar straight box, Selma, 8990 a dollar straight box, and my $1,365 straight box.
If my number comes out, I'm going to get some acting lessons.
Make sure you save money for the cooking lessons.
Man, if I win, I'm going to pay some bills and get me a new Cool, cute.
Well, I'm going to get some new art supplies and buy something for the house.
Oh, baby, that's nice. What would you get us?
A new trash can.
Cool. Get a large metal one, Junior.
Why, Dad?
So I can stuff your simple ass in it. Get the hell out of here.
It's almost time for the numbers game, y'all.
It's time for tonight's winning numbers. Tonight's winning numbers are 2,
2.
4,
4.
3,
3,
1. Tonight's winning numbers are 2, 4, 3, 1. Good luck and tune in tomorrow night for the next winning numbers.
Oh, well.
I got two numbers. What'd I get?
Nothing, jackass.
Right, what's wrong? You looking all constipated and shit?
Baby, what does this ticket say?
2, 4, 3, 1.
Daddy!
You won!
Oh, God!
Welcome back. It's Man Big B and Deep Show. Did you miss us? Yep, I miss you too. That's why we came back. So, last week we had a question that was simple and put, simple and plainly put. Can you get good relationship advice from a single person? So, before we go into the feedback, we're going to throw that question to Mr. Diego to get his take on it.
Yes, you can. I think that's the only people you can get good feedback from is a single person. Because if you're married, you're getting the same shit every day anyway, so you don't know any better. So.
Okay.
Well, all right. Almost couldn't swallow my bed on that one.
Welp. Okay.
All right.
I'm just going to let that one sit out there and marinate.
Okay.
And I'll let the Deepsters handle that one next week.
Okay.
All right. So we got some voicemail we want to share with you pertaining to that very topic.
Hey, crew, Mobile Greek. Just checking back in on that question about asking people for advice. Like my daddy always say, stop asking people about shit that you already know the answer to. Most time when you're asking for advice, you either want people to agree with what you're already thinking or talk you out of what you're already thinking. God gave you the common sense to figure these things out. Sometimes it's good to get the confirmation, but sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you just need to stop bullshitting, handle your business, and keep people out of your business. And just handle your business. I can't say it enough. God gave you the good common sense to figure these things out. And some, most of the time, you know what to do. You just too chicken shit to do it. You just want a bunch of people to be on your side before you do it. Handle your business, no matter what the consequences is for you. Stop running from the consequences, because it is what it is. Stop running from the lash out, because it is what it is. Do what you got to do. I hope that made sense, because I was struggling with it. But anyway, this is Mobile Greek. I love your show, Big B. The Doc, Queen, Dab and Gina, y'all guys doing a great show. Love it. These out. Mobile Greek.
That's what's up.
Thanks, Mobile.
I agree with that.
Absolutely. I agree too.
Yeah, I agree that we do a great show.
That's what I was talking about.
That's what you thought.
Yes, we do have a great show.
Stop being a chicken shit.
Yeah. Well, yes.
And that too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. You know what? Naomi Campbell did a tweet a long time ago that said, if you have to ask three people, you know, their opinions, you're not seeking advice. You just want attention. Yeah. I mean, that, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that.
Right.
I was like, damn it, Naomi.
I agree with a lot of what he said. But you know what, though? I don't think that it's all bad to... Because like he said, a lot of times you know what the answer is. Mm-hmm. But you just... I mean, Queen is a perfect example. Sometimes I bounce shit off her that I know what's right, or I probably know what's best. But I bounce shit off of her because... she's outside of the situation and she has more or less an unbiased opinion. And so I kind of want to get, you know, I know sometimes I can be a little off kilter with my thoughts or my direction on things. And so I want to run it past her just to kind of get some sort of confirmation if I'm on the right path or not. Sometimes I bug the shit out of her with it. I call her at 4 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, you sleep? Well, wake up.
Yep.
Dealing with shit right now.
Right, there. Okay.
Not this motherfucker again.
Oh, God. Lucy's in.
We got some explaining to do. Mm.
But yes, thank you for sending that feedback. And once again, good to hear your voice, Mr. Greek. Super awesome.
No doubt. So, let's see. We got some more feedback here. Get it pulled up here.
No. Big B, no. Let's not look, bro. We're not about to do this to these folks out here. No, you can't go to single people for no damn advice. Let me tell you why. That's like you trying to tell me how to do my job and you unemployed. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to work. Don't get me wrong. You might can go to a few single heads that can give you some tips or something like that, but for the most part, no, bro. We're not about to do that. Not at all. You want to go to seasoned cats. Cats has been in the game for a while. You want to go to the Tim Duncans. You know what I mean? If you do go to a single cat for some advice, check their Carfax. You know what I mean? Check their insurance. Check their blood pressure. Check everything. You need to check their track record because you need to know who you're talking to. Now, all these folks got the answer. You ain't got the answer, Sway. You don't. Especially single cats. Like, I'm not calling you a loser if you're single. What I'm saying is, how can you get winning facts and winning info if you've been losing? You're not about to tell me what offense to run and you're the 76ers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not about to tell me how to run a program or give me any tips that you can tell me how not to lose. That's awesome. I see that every day. I can just go on social media and see how not to approach people and things like that. But how do you win? How do you win? I think you got to go talk to the Popoviches. You know what I mean? You got to go sit down with them like, yo, what's the winning ingredient? You go talk to a cat that's been married for 5 to 10 years. But you know what? On the other hand, I do believe that you can talk to a cat that's been divorced. The reason why I say that is because no matter how big or how small a divorce was, whether it was your fault or they fault, you learn from that divorce. So, yeah, I will say you can go to someone that was divorced, but if you're in a regular 9-to-5 basic relationship, bro, you need to go to someone that's seasoned. You know what I'm saying? I've been married for like 3 or 4 years. I say 3 or 4 years because I don't know if it's been 3 or 4 years. I might get in trouble. Will not tell the wife about this. But I'm not even that seasoned in the game. But I will tell you that when you talk to a married couple, you know, they deal with things on a daily basis. They got to see that person every day. So why go to a single person who's been losing when really not going to give you the full thing? Like, how you going to get some great information from them? And the reason why they single might be they fault and they don't know it. So you losing all the way around. They giving you upside down instructions in a different language. So you might want to back off of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's impossible for you to get great information from a single person. I'm saying that it's more likely if you're trying to get somewhere in life, you might want to go to the cats who got rings. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you want to go holler at the championship squads. You don't want to holler at the 76ers and the Dallas Cowboys of the league. You don't want to go to them. You know what I'm saying? But, like, do what you do. I know this might ruffle a couple of feathers. I know Queenine and Damn Gina might come for me. I got my vest ready. This is the city where we raised Pac. Like, you know, it's whatever. Y'all going to come for me, you got to come correct. But I'm just saying that, no, you might want to go to a seasoned person. Like, I wouldn't want my son going to his single homeboys, or my daughter, which will be born. Well, she's scheduled to be born Christmas Day. But I'm not going to tell my daughter to go listen to her female friends. Oh, correction. We can't now call y'all female anymore. To her women friends anymore, because they don't always have the answers. A single guy, one of your single friends that's still in the club, is going to tell you the first time you have a fight with your girl or have problems with an issue, he's going to say, drop her, we got 11 more. You know what I'm saying? We already know how some women get down. Your man ain't shit, he ain't been shit, you might as well drop him, he a loser. So you don't need that. You want to talk to cats that's been in the game for a while and tell you the tricks and the trades of being in a relationship, a strong relationship. Like I said, you can't tell me how to do my job and you unemployed. You feel me? Hey, I feel like my opinion was great. Speaking of great, this is Baylor the Great. I love everybody. If you come for me, I'm going to come right back. But it's all with love. And that's it, man. You know I love y'all. I don't even know why y'all act like that sometimes. Y'all know I love y'all. It's Baylor the Great. I'll holler at y'all later. Hashtag, I ain't even got one.
Well, well, well. Well,
since he has a vest, it must be a paper vest, because I would shoot all through that. Anyway, but, you know.
Say what you got to say.
Hey, well, you know, he has valid points, but the bottom line is this. Just because you're married doesn't mean that you have the blueprint on what's going on. You could have a fucked up marriage.
How about that?
Okay. You could be in an institutionalized marriage. And so the bottom line, just because you're married don't mean you have all the answers. Not all single people want to give you that advice of drop this one and go to the next one.
Right.
Okay, just because you're single doesn't mean that you're just going to go from person to person to person to person. That just means that you haven't gotten married yet, but you still could give great advice.
So, right. And just to also to the point, just because you might be unemployed, what if I just lost my job yesterday?
Right.
That means all the 20 years of experience I had fucking vanished?
Exactly.
Come on, man. That don't make no goddamn sense.
And the fact that you only been employed for 3 or 4 years, depending on when you ask your wife. But the bottom line is, who said you got all the answers?
You don't have no answers, Sway.
Yeah, he has no answers at all. None. I'm going to have to give you a
I love you, BTG.
Yeah. I mean, I like the dude, too. I don't know, but dude, you can't come for me. Seriously.
Well, I just like to say, you don't know if you were married for 3 or 4 years, so you shut up. Why don't you put your wife on the line, have her call in. I'm going to leave the rest of it alone. The whole loser part and all that. Yeah, I'm going to stay clear of that. Why don't you tell your wife to call in here and let us know how long you've been married. Then maybe we can talk. Well, then I have something to say. How about that?
Yeah. I will say in this corner. I will say congratulations. I didn't know you were having a girl, so congratulations on your
baby
girl.
Congrats to that. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes. After
beautiful
all thing. That, and you were like, congratulations.
No,
you
I always meant to, no, I love me some BTG, aww, and I love me some Mrs. Christmas Tree. I love them to death. But I'm just saying, you know, get it out there. I mean, just because, you know, somebody's a 76ers, you know, I mean, hey, that doesn't mean they don't have experience. They might suck ass.
What?
But
the 76ers won a championship.
I'm like,
at one time.
Is that still a team?
So.
Okay. Yeah. Is still a team?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. Right.
Okay.
So, Queen, what I took from a lot of what he said, there was a lot that he took. There was actually a good point.
I blacked out on the part.
There was a good point that he made in it. I was kind of a way different angle of looking at things,
mm-hmm,
but in a way, kind of some reason, it kind of resonated and made some sense to me about how a person can maybe teach you how not to lose, but can't teach you how to win. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
It's if you're into the sports world and the sports analogies, that kind of it's a sort of different avenue of thinking, but I think I get where he's going from, and that's something I never thought I was going to bring up. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, Queen, I need you to bear with me on this one. IDS has had a reputation.
Mm-mm. Uh-oh.
When it comes to these baby things.
Ew. Wait, no, he said it. Okay, I was like, damn, did I say something I wasn't supposed to say? Because I've done it before.
No.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
We got the Black Is Baby.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
We got the Black Astronaut Baby.
Mm-hmm. Claim that one too. Okay.
When did he say his daughter's due date is?
December, I think he said. But then again,
Christmas.
He don't know.
He said Christmas. Oh, okay. That's what he said.
I was going to say, he don't know.
Didn't like a few months ago, we deemed the whole Christmas tree thing. God damn it, we got the Belle of the Great Baby too. IDS, baby making across the nation.
Do you want to have a baby? Is that in your future? Come on to the IDS show and let us get you pregnant.
Let us get to know. I'm telling you, if you get to know us, you coming up pregnant.
Damn.
You coming up pregnant.
Pow.
Angie.
We spreading our seeds.
Angie.
Uh-oh.
Angie.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if we want to get Angie be supporting. I don't know if we want her pregnant. Divert her money elsewhere.
Nope. Wait a minute. All right.
Angie, don't get pregnant. Turn the show off, Angie. Turn it off.
No babies for you.
No babies. Or no show for anyone else. Either one. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And I hope that when the proper people hear what I just said, they will relay it to the other proper people, a.k.a. Aaron Tumudi, to let them know that once again, we are still the podcast Pregnancy Dynasty. Fuck King. We are the podcast Pregnancy Dynasty. Oh! Love it.
Pew. Uterus on the mic.
So, Queen, if they want to send in some feedback to Diego, or if they want to send some feedback to Belle the Great, or if they want to send some feedback to Mobile Greek, or if they just want to chime in on this question because they were just too busy with chicken shit last week to do it.
Dibbly.
Or if they want to get podcast pregnant, where can they reach us?
Hey, you. Yes, I'm looking at you. Talking to you. You want to get podcast pregnant or just send in some feedback? indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you can email us there or call us. Leave a voicemail 202-750-1437. Or we will post this question. Well, no, I guess we won't post it again. But if you want to leave some feedback on Facebook, head over to Facebook, do some clickety clickety, and make it happen.
That's how you do it. Send in your feedback. You can answer the question.
Or yes.
Get pregnant.
You can get pregnant.
Body roll.
Keep listening to us. Okay. Take your earbuds out.
That you bought from tweakedaudio.com.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Just one second.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, my.
There it is. Oh, okay.
Wait, did you say your mouth?
Get that
I know.
Get that
it's not going to happen that way.
No.
We're getting there.
Then you're going to have to go back to tweak audio and podcast, get more earbuds.
Podcast foreplay, work with me.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh.
You got it? All right. Slide it down.
She said, ooh.
Rub it on your areola. Right
there. Okay.
Put it on your back.
Even I turned my head on that one.
And the bit has been spoiled.
We'll be right back.
Somebody get Gina a wash.
Back into your past, sister. Look back into your past, brother.
Now I begin another search. The incredibly involved, the incredibly difficult and incredibly frustrating search. The incredibly involved, the incredibly difficult and incredibly frustrating search. Trying to pull together the history of a people.
Africa. Ooh.
Good boy.
We got straight. Only vets know what's going on right now.
You got the wrong ones,
I know, right?
Baby.
But I think I have the right one. I know someone on the panel
may
remember this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know you have to let them know what's what.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is our segment that we haven't done in years called Acknowledge Your History. You know how all these nice 20-somethings and below think that everything was invented and made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that everything was built on the blood, sweat, and tears of the past. So we're trying to enlighten them by enlightening you to enlightening them. Got it? Got it. So here's what it's going to do. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to ask you if you either know what the sample in that song is, or if you know who sampled it. Pretty simple.
That's what I said. You got the wrong one.
I'm already about to lose.
Like I said, there's one person on this panel that should,
another city, you
should know this. All right, this song has sort of a long intro, so we're going to get right into it.
Diego, you old. You might know this.
If anyone recognizes the sample in the song, shit, scream it out, fuck. All right, here we go. Here's your song.
Oh, I know this.
Phil Collins?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Well, I know that you don't have a white Cadillac. You don't have to drive a big fancy car.
Nope.
You don't have to
Who
hit me in the mouth with the mic.
Sample this song?
It's another white person, but it's not Phil Collins.
This is the original song, someone sampled. Oh, you guys are going to kick yourself.
Oh, I'm going to kick myself because I know it. I'm like, it's. Oh, I wish I wasn't drinking. Don't drink and tape your podcast.
I'm thinking Jay-Z, but I know that's not it. It's
everything's Jay-Z. Kanye.
Damn it, man.
Diego, do you know this song though, don't you?
Yeah, I know the song.
Okay. I'm just
What's the original? What's the song?
This is Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together?
Yeah, like, you know. I know the song,
yeah.
But I'm
I asked you. I said, "What's the song?"
But I don't know who sampled the song.
No, I can't.
You know.
I know. I'll know once you start playing it.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna irk my nerve.
Yes, it is. It's gonna irk your nerves really bad.
Yeah,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Should I reveal?
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
You used to call me on my
Oh my god, come on.
You used to,
who?
You used to.
Hot Bling.
Who's this?
Drake.
Yeah.
Ever since I
you
left,
used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need.
Doing the Elaine Bennett dance.
Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need.
He looks so cute.
I wish I had on the. Wish I had on the,
You only mean one thing.
Actually,
I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you.
Really?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it sampled, don't you?
Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going.
I would have never guessed. I would have never guessed.
That one's good.
That was a good one.
Very subtle.
You
you used to call me on my cell phone. Late night
when you left. That was good.
And that was another edition of Acknowledge Your History.
Talking about Father Africa.
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 Is the mother of civilization on the planet Earth. Africa.
Africa.
Where science, cosmetic, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. All comes from in Africa.
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 My mama say Africa.
We say Africa.
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 Your mama say Africa.
We say Africa.
Hey, well, now it's time for today's questiones. Thank you so much for the feedback from last week. But let's see what you have to say about this week's question. All right. Peoples in the studio, Deepsters, do you tell someone that their sex game is bad?
Do you tell them or how do you tell them?
It could be either one. Do you tell them? How do you tell them?
Should you tell them?
Should you tell them?
I think you
Where
tell
do
them.
You tell them?
Do you tell them during?
Right IDS? After?
I think it's Curveballs. Your duty to tell them.
But okay, let's keep it. Do you tell someone their sex game is bad? Then we can put the variables as we always do on it later.
Okay.
Yes, you should.
Expound.
Okay.
Well, I think it's your duty to tell someone that they're not meeting the mustard, because what always happens is a female always say, well, no other guy ever complained.
A woman? What?
A female always say, well, no other guy, I never had no complaints by any other guy because he was just happy to get the pussy. But the bottom line, you were bad. So I think it's your duty as a guy to tell a woman, look, you're not giving good, you know, your head game is not good, or your pussy is too dry, or whatever it is, or you're not moving right. Or you're sounding like a retard when you moan. Something.
A retard.
You know, so sometimes it's good to give good feedback.
That does not sound like good feedback, but okay.
Well, positive feedback. How about
that? That does not sound like positive feedback, but okay.
Which leads me right into my opinion. I feel that you should tell them, but you need to have some tact in how you do it.
Well. Bitch, your shit is horrible.
You're the worst.
Worst I ever had. Worst I ever
Don't
had.
Don't call me on my cell phone.
Worst I ever had.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Damn it, Diego. B, you come on, a little smoother. Go ahead. Maybe.
Wait, or not.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay, I'll go. Okay.
Sure. It's just, you know, it's not working for me. It's just not working.
So you'd be down there tapping her on her head?
It's not. Okay, but you know what though? The thing about it is, as responsible lovers, some things you should kind of pick up on. Mm-hmm. Like if you go down to give me head, and within like a minute, I'm pulling you back up. Like, all right, come on. Yeah. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's either your shit is so super bombed I'm about to bust, or it was just so bad I'd just rather get this over with. Let me just put it
in. But that's not telling them, though.
Yeah, that's not telling them. I think it's your duty to tell them. No, you have to sometimes tell
them. You're not verbalizing.
You have to verbally tell someone, look, you're not doing your job. Even if you're a female, say, look, nigga, get your ass up.
But you know what, though? The thing about it is, okay, let's say getting head, for example. Like, during is actually one of the best times to kind of tell them. Afterwards is kind of awkward.
Not too much teeth.
Exactly. If you use the right tones.
A little more spit.
Move up. Right,
but maybe that's more educating and showing them, not telling them.
But that's what I'm saying.
But you're doing both.
Again, as a responsible lover, you should know if you needed that much instruction, you're not good at what you do.
But sometimes women always say, you know, my head game was a bomb, and I never had nobody ever complain about my head game because they were just happy you sucking their dick.
Oh.
But if an educated dick is down there.
Not an educated
dick. Okay, a dick that's been sucked before. The
Diego,
right way.
What is an educated dick?
It's just like shopping at Sims. An educated consumer is the best customer. Okay? It's like an educated dick.
Right.
If your dick is used to good head, then you're going to say, look, baby, you need to work your skills a little bit. Work the jaw muscles. Chew some gum. Do something. Shit. But the bottom line, use more spit. But learn.
Wow. Yeah,
work to help the muscles, the jaw muscles, the gum. But the bottom line, it's your duty to tell this girl, look, you need to do better at your job. Instead of looking at it as a blow job, look at it as a career job.
Oh, my.
That's the way love goes.
I second that emotion.
That's the way love goes.
I agree. I mean, if you're getting a lot of instruction, you should probably know that you're not good at what you do.
Right. And that goes
something. Now, again, there's a fine line I think you shouldn't cross, where if there's things that are sort of out of their control, maybe, like, for instance, like how you said your pussy dry. That might be a makeup of her body. It's like she can't like flick a switch and make that shit start pouring.
But if you know you're about to have sex, go in the bathroom, work some KY up in there. Give the guy the illusion. Don't sit up there and knowing you're about to have sex and then go get the KY.
Well,
pre-lubernize.
Hey, but you know, on that same note.
Yes, he did. He created his own. Pre-lubernize.
But
I like
on that same note,
hashtag
though, ladies.
Pre-lubernize.
Don't fuck the moment up by y'all right about to get into it and be like, hold on for a minute. You know, my pussy don't get all that wet. Let me go.
Exactly. Oh, no. Exactly.
But wait, first. But you do realize that you do have to stimulate the woman in
That's
order for her. That is, Some women do have a dry vagina. That is true.
Right.
Or some
dry vaginosis. However, you can't just write it off like you just have the best game going and everything is just, you know, you're just the best thing ever. If her vagina is dry, maybe you need to do something to get that shit wet instead of sitting there expecting her to go and lube in the bathroom. Maybe you need to wet that thing.
Well, I'm just saying, of course you're going to go down and you're going to lick it, but I mean, sometimes...
Yeah, you didn't include that, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, when we're talking about sex, we're talking about the whole gamut of sex, and it goes both ways. If the guy's not eating your pussy, tell him, nigga, get up. Read a book. Learn some shit. Just don't go down there for 5 seconds and look around the fridges. Get up in there.
Get up in there.
Don't look around the fridges.
Get up in there. Okay. Get up in there.
Well, here's my take on it. And I think for me, I'm a hint more gentle and a little more tactful with it. I do agree where during is the time where you can say, you know what, sweetie, just over to the left a little bit, yeah, or you right know there. Oh, that's really good. Yeah. Or
let's make sure it doesn't start off with, you know what, sweetie.
Well, I mean,
that sounds
what's wrong
right
with, no, what's wrong with sweetie?
Yeah, but what would
no,
you no, rather no. I say? You know what? Look, damn.
Look, no, I'm just saying. I mean, okay, like no. You said, I mean, like a little bit
wait,
more.
Look, but let's
like, baby, move a little bit to the left.
But
wait, like, you know what, sweetie? Like, you're just annoying the fuck out of me. Like,
finish.
Thank you. So whether it's or sweetie, could you move to the side a little bit? Oh my
God. Yeah, that sounds great.
Now, the point is that I think you still have to follow up with a conversation. For me, I like to talk about it ahead of time. Well, not right after, but I still think if I say, you know what, sweetie, over to the left, over to the right.
When you
and
say
let's
follow
say
up.
Let's say you get it right based off my instructions. And then the next time we do it, it's like you're still off and I'm still like, oh my God, how many more times I gotta tell you what it'll be? So I definitely think you need to have a conversation, but you need to tell them, like, sweetie, this is, you know, I think we could do better. I think this could happen. Whatever needs to be done. But I think you need to tell a girl. Don't do that.
I'm just saying this.
You need to tell them or you need to tell her.
There's nothing wrong with instructional videos, what you're doing, and that's fine. But I'm talking about people.
Did he say instructional videos?
And I'm sure all of us been in that situation where we've been with a male or female, and they get up and they think they just laid it down.
They just knocked it out.
They just knocked it out the park, and you were like, yeah,
okay,
but you
thank you.
You knocked yours out the park, but I didn't get anything out of it.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have to tell someone, say, look, even though you thought you brought it in, you know, because you were hanging low, or whatever the case may be, and you knock it out of the park. Sometimes hanging it's like, low. Look, well, you know, guys think they, you know, if they're hanging low, they can just knock it out.
A big penis?
They got big dicks.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So just because you think you're hanging low, or mm-hmm. the woman thinking that, you know, that she can gobble it all the way down to the nub.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean that the fact that she's giving good, you know, giving good game. And sometimes you need to tell them, look, you need to bring it, do a little bit more.
Jen, you said something about afterwards having a discussion.
I didn't say a full-fledged discussion. I'm sorry.
Well, you said discussion.
Well.
Yeah, I would be real careful about the timing of all of that.
Okay.
You lay in there in the afterglow.
You know.
You fucking suck. We have to do this again.
ain't nobody want no lecture. Whether they put in work or not, or they thought they put in work or what have you.
You're laying there sweating. And then, that's the thing.
You're laying there sweating and satisfied, and I'm sitting here like, what the hell? Like, what was this?
She painted her fingernails.
This was like 3.5 minutes of, like, torture. Ooh. Like, come on.
Did that bitch say 3.5 minutes?
I did. I'm sorry. In some cases, two. I mean, come on.
Well, 3 minutes.
At least my thing is this. Oh, you don't have to have a full-fledged conversation, but, you know, sweetie, that was so great. You know, I'm looking forward to doing that again, like, soon after you get that thing together. Like, I don't want to wait. Why do I have to wait for the next time? No, we need to discuss this shit now. We don't have to have a full-fledged argument. Oh, my God, you terrible, terrible. No. But in a very nice, sweet, oh, sweetie.
What's going on, dog? What you doing this evening?
I just look at it. I mean, if your discussion includes charts and graphs, you know, bell curve.
Can I IDS curve this joint? Is this the first time we having this conversation, or are we hanging out? Maybe it's like the second,
I'm thinking first.
The first time.
I feel like after a few times, you should know my body and I will know
yours. So the first time you have sex with someone, if it's not whatever, you should have a conversation?
Yeah, you should.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I think, first of all, there's so many situations where the first time is awkward to begin with. You don't know each other's body. You don't know each other's likes or whatever, whatever. You know, there needs to be a time to get to know. Now, if it's a continuous thing, then yes. But if it's the first time y'all ever laying down together, I think you should spare that.
I think it's all in how you do it. I definitely think it's the first time. And I don't mean, like I said, we're going to sit down and, like Diego said, charts and graphs.
You say that, but I don't think you know how to execute that.
I'm
speaking women in general.
Yes, we do. We can be very gentle with
you. That's what you think. You think you're doing that, but it's not actually happening. See, in your head, you think you're saying some good shit and you're blah blah blah. But what we're receiving is.
But could it be that it just comes across if somebody's trying to give you, not saying you, mm-hmm. but somebody's trying to give a man constructive criticism, you're taking it as wah, 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 wah. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you need to go this way,
absolutely.
Do this, maybe do some of this. This is what helps me, because I can't speak for the next woman mm-hmm. or the woman before me, but this is what helps me mm-hmm. get to where I need to go.
Absolutely.
And if I'm trying to help you get to the promised land, and you're like, you thinking automatically like, womp, 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 womp. Well, fuck you.
But
so it goes both ways. You. So whether it's being received or whether it's being delivered incorrectly, I think you need to, you know, guys listen better, women deliver better.
But the whole thing,
or vice versa.
But the whole thing about having sex the first time, unless you just pick the chick up at, you know,
Walmart,
at a spot or something like that.
I'm saying sometimes after the club.
But if you just sit there and you have, say, y'all dating and everything like that, and y'all kind of leading up to the first time, you've already had this discussion about what you like in sex.
You would think that.
Because I was gonna say, I don't always have a conversation with somebody like, hey.
Really?
Hey,
you
don't,
dude, this is what I like. I want my butt cheeks licked. And if you're not doing
your
that,
butt cheek or your butthole?
I want the whole thing.
See, my whole issue with that having that discussion is I don't like.
Change his own.
I don't like having that discussion because now I don't know if, you know, I like shit to be organic. I like shit to be. You know,
yeah, it's cool,
I don't want you to, you know.
You want somebody to explore.
Exactly.
Explore first, and then maybe, you know, if you're going to hang out again.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Like Chris Rock said, break the glass.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, even if you wanted to be organic as the first time, it's not like it's just her first dick that she sucked.
Is it? You don't know.
Chances are, no.
But even if it's not the first dick that she sucked, it's the first time she sucked your dick.
Absolutely.
So you maybe you might like your dick sucked a certain specific way.
I might like you to drag your teeth across it every now and then.
Maybe the other nigga didn't like teeth.
And that's when you start giving instruction.
Maybe you want the finger in your butthole, but he was like, oh, the other dude was like,
get that shit away from my ass.
But that's when you start telling, yeah, I like it like this. But I'm telling you, when you
but not on the first time.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a lot of women go, oh, you know, I never had this guy do it, and no guy ever complain, and I know my head game is strong and blah blah blah, and they go down there and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? So sometimes it's like that.
But is it because their head game isn't strong, or is it because you like different shit?
No, their head game ain't strong. You can tell somebody.
But is it because like, no, seriously, but maybe it could be because somebody else's dick they was on, they were like, oh yeah, this is great, yeah, yes, yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah, oh yeah. Yeah,
and that's fine.
And they're like, "This is great," uh-huh. And then they go to meet you, and you're like, "No, bitch, no, yeah, I don't like that."
But the bottom line, like B said, if you pull her up right away and go, "Oh, come here, come here, come here, baby," because there's a way of what saying, "Oh, damn, baby, you about to make me come," is another way to saying, "Come up here, baby," because you ain't doing the job. So it's the way you talk to the girl, and she'll know that her head game ain't strong, or her head game is so strong that she's about to make you bust. So it's a whole different way. Guys relay that information to the woman.
Okay. I mean, if it's like a person, like if there's some ladies that actually don't understand that it is called sucking a dick, and they just kind of put your dick in their mouth and never apply any suction.
Exactly.
Sometimes you might not have to say no. Maybe you can just reach down and just pinch her nose, and she's going to have to do something with her mouth
exactly,
at that point.
Exactly.
Damn it.
I'm glad to. Or sometimes you just have to grab her by the throat, slap her,
and push her back on you. Oh, shit. My.
Well. I'm telling you, it works wonders.
Shout out Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
So you saying a straight.
Just Greg Hardy style, huh? Just.
Sometimes you just have to slap them, get their attention.
Oh.
Not a hard slap, a little love slap.
There is no such thing when someone's penis is in your mouth to have a slap. Love, slap, tap, tap. No, when your penis is, take that on the top of your head. Yeah. That shit's not sexy.
He didn't say on top of your head.
And that was better.
That did not sound like a love slap.
No, there was nothing loving about that slap.
He's like, wait, what?
In the heat of the moment.
That wasn't a love. That wasn't love.
Is that the problem? Yeah.
No,
there
wasn't love.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Woo-hoo, I mean, it's the same thing with you guys are smothering us with your thighs when you know we're not doing it right.
No, I'm not smothering you if it's not right.
If I'm smothering you,
it's because it's good. Like, oh my God, it's awesome.
Right. If you're not doing it right, tap, tap, tap. Okay, baby. Come on. Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Yeah. That tap on the head is rough.
Yeah. That means you. See, you've been there.
You know, hey.
Hey.
In wrestling, when
you've been there.
In wrestling, when you get that tap, what it means?
I tapped out.
Come on out the ring. Right. Somebody else is coming in.
I have tapped many a dude. Okay. All right, baby. Okay.
All sugar.
Okay.
But what about the eagerness?
Sometimes, just like y'all, sometimes the eagerness.
Let's try something else. It's okay.
It's not, no.
So I'm curious. You said something earlier about you don't feel that women are able to convey that kind of message properly. What is a good way to tell a guy, you know what, you're not licking it right, or you're not performing, or you just, you know, whatever you're doing, I'm just not feeling it. What's a good way to say it this acceptable for a man?
Well, I guess what I was saying more is, I was addressing more of the you saying we need to have a discussion right after thing. I don't need a lecture afterwards. I need you to chill or whatever. And maybe a little bit later.
I'm about to go
you
buy
can bring
a car.
That shit up or whatever.
Nigga, but wait a minute. Whose best interest is that in? Like, let's say, you know, it's I'm the female, and, you know, the guy, and he's sitting back, like, with, you know, sweat on his brow, and he's just like, oh, my God. That was just awesome. And you're sitting here like, okay, I got, like, absolutely nothing out of this. So at what point is it acceptable to address it? A week later, the next time we do
it depends on how you're going to address it. If you addressing it has to be a discussion, I don't think it should be immediately after. Now, if the guy's laying there, he's like, oh my God, that was so great or great. What's the best way to let him know that you're not done? Roll over, suck that nigga's dick, get it back up, and get back on him. And you'll be like, damn, this bitch ain't done. He's going to get the message then. You see what I'm saying? You didn't have to open your mouth, and he's also happy.
If I suck his dick, I didn't have to open my mouth.
Well,
technically. Yeah. I mean, come on.
But he got the message. Verbally. You got what you wanted. Everybody's happy. And it didn't have to come with a whole bunch of wah, wah, wah.
Okay, so your way of telling a female then is what? You told me, I asked you how would a male address it. So how do you think of, I said that wrong. I asked you how should a female address a male telling him that he's, you know, he sucks. So reverse it. How would a male say to a girl? Is it the same thing? Like
same
if she sucked, turn over and lick her coochie and like, let's do this again?
No, like I said, like I just said on the earlier thing, you know, if you're not sucking dick, I might reach down and pinch your nose and make you do something else with your mouth other than just let my dick rest in it.
Okay.
You know, if I cut your oxygen off, you're going to have to make some other moves. Other decisions have to be made.
So I want
to
make sure I'm clear.
If it's about hitting it, you know what I'm saying, and you laying there like, oh my God, and I snatch you up by your waist and be like, hold on, bend up, we ain't done. You know, you're going to get the message.
So
and
wait,
it don't have to
question,
be a lot of conversation.
My question again is, she rolls over, suck your dick to let you know that it's not over, I need more because that wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
So in reverse, you do what? Go ahead, Diego.
Wait a minute, did he come before she sucked his dick again?
Probably.
I'm going to sleep.
You know what?
I'm going to sleep. Because once I come, I'm going to sleep. I got 3 minutes to give, and that's all I got. And
really?
Then after that, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
People been knocked out in 3 minutes. Okay.
Then what?
I'm going to sleep. Now, we could catch me tomorrow.
I mean,
Hold up. You just got off. She is sitting there looking depressed and sad, and you go to sleep?
I'm not going to see if she's depressed and sad because I'm going to sleep.
And
the lights are going to be off. So unless I have my night goggles on, I won't see her.
Yeah, see, and that's when you don't get seconds or thirds or anything else. Like, you can't just go to sleep and you don't even care if she's...
I don't want seconds or thirds. I just want one. That's it.
But what about her being satisfied?
What about her being satisfied? She grown. So it's my job?
You motherfucking right. It's your job to make sure that she is satisfied.
Every man is for himself.
So again, if you have a situation where you have a brother like that, then again, I'm not saying... There's no quick fix for every situation, but it's sort of like we've all had jobs where, you know, you got thrown into the fire upon being hired and you had to fucking learn your job as you went. It's the same thing. So if you know he gonna bust in three, you better figure out something on how to get yours in that three too.
Exactly.
Oh no, I'm not figuring out shit in that 3 minutes. I'm leaving. I'm not coming back for no 3 minutes.
Okay. That. Next.
There you go.
We just call somebody else.
Girl looks so good.
Next. It's all about you.
You how the hell am I selfish? Oh my God. How am I selfish? Because I'm like, you know.
I mean, what's the problem? What's the problem? Now, suppose you know. Really, we're making light of some situations, but seriously, suppose you really dig this dude and this guy has all the attributes that you really want in a man other than this. You rolling out or you going to try to school this nigga along
a little
bit?
We're going to talk about it, but he's not
there
getting
all, with that all that yip yap.
See, that's the thing, though. Why is it that it seems like it's acceptable for a man to get off and he come and then it's like, oh, I don't want to talk.
We didn't say that.
Let me finish. Let's talk about it.
I know, but we're addressing that.
Talk about it, it's a problem.
That's what I'm addressing.
But then you
want to
say, but that's the thing. Why can't we have a discussion?
We can.
I am sitting here unhappy and you're like, oh, I'm asleep. The lights are off. That shit's not cool. Why can't we have a conversation about it?
We can. Just.
It don't have to be long and drawn out.
I don't know if you guys are good judges of what's long and drawn out.
Well, reel that shit in. If you come over here and licked on his ass, then maybe I wouldn't be talking so damn much.
I just say,
take care of the shit.
Ass was in a better condition, we might ought to have automatically licked that motherfucker.
Maybe if the dick was in a better condition, I wouldn't be so pressed to have a conversation about the dick.
Go back and forth all day.
So get the dick right, get the vagina right, make sure that shit's wet, make sure your shit's hard, make sure you licking and doing whatever, and nobody should have a problem.
There you go. All that can be done without a whole bunch of yip yap is my point.
All I got to
say
is, we need more Japanese
women.
That's
the problem.
What?
We need more Japanese women. That's all the problem. We need more Japanese women.
This nigga here.
Because the bottom line, they're just happy that their man came and they did their job. All these other women always wanted to worry about theirs. Stop being selfish.
If you came in 3 seconds, you didn't do your job.
I
didn't
say 3 seconds. I said 3 minutes.
You didn't do your job.
Quinny Queen.
My job.
If the listeners want to chime in on this topic, that will never end.
Woo, sweet
Jesus.
Where can they reach
us? Hey, you have some beef. Oh my gosh.
You have what? Feedback?
I was gonna say, if you have some beef. I feel like you're gonna have some beef on this shit.
Oh my god.
You have some beef.
Some beef you, that you don't know what to do with.
God damn it. You have some beef, you have some feedback. You're like, what are they talking about? Please.
Do I put the penis in my mouth? Do I keep it out? Like, what do I do?
Do I clean your butt cheeks? I don't know what to do with myself.
Licking a butt.
So hey. Indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail, because that would be super cool and super funny.
Oh, yeah.
202-750-1437. 202-750-1-IDS.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Being black, being black, walking around. Being black,
walking around, being black. Being black. So, last night, I had a rare night off, and I was like, you know what? I'm tired. I've been doing stuff around the house all day. I want to go out, have a couple good drinks, maybe a couple good beers. Just wasn't sure what I wanted. So I said, you know, I'm going down to City Tap House. City Tap House has these great corn crab hush puppies to die for. 10 spice wings. Nice. So anyway.
Never got invited.
So I went down there. I parked my car. And I was walking down 9th Street. And there was this gentleman just standing on the corner, white guy, just standing on the corner. And he kind of looked, when he kind of like did a double take at me. And I'll be honest with you, my first thought was like, you know, yo, I don't want to startle this dude like I'm going to rob him. Because, you know, I had a hoodie on. I had a polo hoodie on.
No.
So I was like, So I kind of moved over to my right to kind of give him enough space as I walked by. You people are going to think I'm lying. As I walked past him, guess what he said? You rapist niggers.
No way.
I fucking bullshit you not. And I said, did he just say that? So I got to the corner. I'm waiting for the light to change. And he's still sort of sitting there. Fucking nigger. Fucking rapist niggers. Fucking nigger, nigger, raped? Nigger. He starts singing a nigger song.
Ooh, I'm glad I wasn't with you.
Mm. I said, Lord, this is a test. I know you tested me.
This undercover cop.
I'm just going to let this one go. It's not worth it. I'm letting it go. So I crossed the street, and as I was crossing the street, there was a median in the middle. There was a black lady walking towards me. I stopped her, and I said, listen, this dude over here right now is tripping. He's probably going to say some wild shit to you as you walk past. I'm going to stay here and wait for you to get past him. But just ignore. So she walks past him, and it's so funny. It's like, as she goes past him, she was like, what the fuck did you say?
I don't know why. I already know the story. My hand balled up in the fist.
And so I was like, what the fuck? And then at that point, I noticed there was another black lady walking, coming like from the convention center. She had a evening gown on. And she was like, this motherfucker over here must want to die tonight. I was like, sweetie,
like, I will fight you in all this jewelry and all this hair. Don't let this dress fool you.
And these heels, bitch, I will take you out.
I was just like, I said, sweetie, come on, just let it go. Whatever. So, yeah, that was my moment of
being black
without me.
That's wow, oh my gosh,
I'm so happy you know I wasn't what, there.
I got to the bar.
I could have handled that.
I wouldn't have been good.
Mm-hmm. I got to the bar and I sat down. I said, Lord, I won't ask for nothing for Christmas if you can just grant me this one thing. Let me have these couple drinks and let him still be there on my way back to the car. That's all I asked.
No, but thank goodness he was gone.
Yes.
I was going to ball that bastard up and
Oh, thank my goodness God. He was gone.
Was he a homeless person or just a regular
dude? I don't know what he was. He was just standing there. And he
probably was mental.
Won't he do it? See?
Yeah, he probably
was
mental.
Something was wrong.
He was gone.
He had to be mental to stay on the
That's what I'm saying. He was gone when you came out.
Won't
he do it?
I was lunching.
How was he dressed?
Just regular. He had a jacket, had a
hit
t-shirt.
Hit on a sweatshirt, some shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, right. He was like whack. So anyway, damn it, Gina. Two finger, one finger.
Okay, well, two fingers to black men. Sexy,
yes.
Chocolate, light,
yes.
Tall. They can even be short. I know. Sorry. Stocky.
Shout out.
Just black men, period. Strong black men, yes. Who knows how to treat a woman. Who good fathers, good providers, just across the board, good husbands. There was a force not to be reckoned with a strong black man. And I just want to give my two fingers to black men. I don't have any one fingers this week.
Diego.
Wow, that's a hard one. But I'm gonna have to kind of piggyback on hers. That the fact two fingers to black women. I travel a lot around this country and around the world, and there's nothing better. And I'm honestly serious about this. There's nothing better than a black woman. Okay, nothing
True
better. Well, let me preface it. Nothing better than an American black woman. I don't know about foo-foo. Oh, but anyway.
All right.
But an American black woman, there's nobody out there more wonderful, more splendid, more courageous, more ride or die than a black woman. So I'm going to get one finger. I ain't mad at nobody right now. So I'm going to have to kind of let that one pass.
Queen.
Well, I would like to say, I'm sending two fingers out to, I'm going to send it out to Stone L. Treble for your tweets, because for recognizing that all Wayne, I think that was his name, you were like, hey, I like that. I like what you said. Didn't listen to what I said because, okay, long story. But shout out to you and forget that yo. And I'm going to do two. And then again, shout out to the people that came out to drinking events. You know, sometimes when you start your side hustle, you want people to, you know, be in your corner. And not everybody's going to be, which hurts. But not everybody's going to be in your corner when you start your side hustle. Mm-hmm. But for the people that come out and show out, you know, I thank them for that. I really, really appreciate that. And I'm going to send, again, my one finger's going to go out to fuck cancer. I don't know if I actually said fuck last week, but fuck cancer. To everybody that's going through cancer, the struggle, that lost somebody to cancer, it's some bullshit. I'm feeling you really, really hard because I lost my uncle last week, and I don't know if I actually verbally said who I lost, but I lost my uncle, and it was really hard. And you know, so yeah, fuck cancer.
No doubt.
Got on my t-shirt today.
I had a two finger in mind, but I want to further piggyback on Diego and Damage Gina. And I would take it further. Gina said black men. Diego said black women. I want to say two fingers to black men and women that know how to make it work, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, that just know how to make it work, know how to be a team, know how to be there for each other unconditionally, know how to not be petty and catty when things aren't perfect, just being a team. Two fingers to black men and women that know how to get it together and keep it together. One finger to my Washington Redskins.
Oh, No.
That's not because they lost. They played not only a more superior team. They played a more superior organization as a whole. But my thing is, it's not the fact that you lost. It's the fact that you showed fear from the start. You showed you were scared. You showed you were nervous. And this is all part of the growing process. But, you know, my thing is, I would have rather you stand there and just shoot every bullet you had in your gun. And if you lost the battle, you lost the battle. You guys pissed all over yourselves out of fear. And that makes me sad. So, great show. I'd like to thank Diego for making tonight happen for us.
Thanks, Diego.
Love, Dora.
Thank you.
Dora and Diego.
I'd like to thank Dammit Gina for making tonight happen because she got shit to do. And that's
she look
why
good.
We're trying to get
she
out of here.
She look good.
Thank you.
She got real hair, too.
And,
she look good. Sorry.
And I would really, 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 really like to thank Queen for making it happen and being here. Like she said, she's dealing with the loss of a loved one. And, you know, I don't know. Well, you do know. You should know how hard it is to have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and move on with life and do things when your heart is heavy and your mind is elsewhere. And I thank you. For being here.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen.
It means a lot to me. It means even more to our listeners. And no doubt, y'all, please keep Queen in your prayers, send her your love. And thank you again. 202-750-1437, man. Let's hear from you. We put a lot on the table to talk about.
I feel like we're going to hear from people.
Oh, are we ever?
You know what? You might have to come back, Diego.
Exactly.
To answer some of this shit that you said tonight.
At least one more time.
I'm not scared.
Lord.
I'm not scared.
No,
you,
no,
need
you
to
ain't
be.
Never scared.
Nah, never
you
scared.
Ain't you never scared.
Be. As always, in closing, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn.